I can confirm to you that as at 7 January, that's today's date, isn't it? She is no longer a member of the Ghana Reinsurance Board. She's not a director of Ghana Re. She's no longer a director of Ghana Re. And I'm so sorry that nobody called me to check with me what the situation is. And unfortunately, it's already been aired that she's not a director of Ghana Re.
Would you be in a position to tell when she resigned as a member of the board?
Well, as of December, I can tell you that as of the end of December, she was not a director of Ghana Re. And that is all I can say now, because unfortunately, I'm not very well. I don't want to talk too much.
But as of December last year, she resigned as a member of the board.
Yes, 2015, yes, she was no longer director of Ghana Re. And I'm so sorry this is going on, but I can assure you that the transformation that she has brought into the company while serving on the board is immeasurable. That is the only thing that I can see.
Certainly, Madam Alote, we will come there. Are you aware that as we speak, Madam Charlotte Osei is still a member of the board as contained on your website?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. You know, we have just returned from the holidays. We are updating our website. So the IT manager is currently working on it. We are updating the website. You know, some of these things are not easily corrected. And I think that with the diaries too, you know, these things, you need to do them way ahead of time. So there's nothing you can do about it. And that is why you found her still there. But I can tell you categorically that she's no longer a director of the company. And I wouldn't want to talk too much on that, if that is okay with you.
That's not okay. At least we have just two more questions so we can let go of you. Would you be kind to tell us who are the members of the board today as we speak?
As we speak, the only directors. Actually, we have two vacancies on the board. We have Mr. Wilson Terry. He is a seasoned retired insurer. And we have Mr. Mohammed Yakubu. He's a private person. A banker, I would say an investment banker. And then we have Ms. Marion Mensa from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. She's representing the interests of the ministry. And then we have our two non-executive directors. That is the deputy managing director and the managing director. These are currently the members of the board. Currently, we have two vacancies. I've written to the Ministry of Finance for them to fill the vacancies.
Well, so the website and the diaries that still contains a name are going to be changed, or because the diaries have already been printed anyway. So what are you going to do about it?
You know the money's involved. We have a very transparent procurement process here. We went through various procurement processes to get these diaries printed. You know, so to go back, we would need another budget to do that. We haven't budgeted for that. So I don't know, but we will take it up at the management level to see what to do. Like I explained to you, we are updating the website. We will take down the details of Mrs. Charlotte Osei from our website, because she's no longer a director. She's not the only one. The former chairman also resigned. He's no longer a director. And we would update our website accordingly.
Was she paid any form of allowances
I cannot go into that.
While she served as a director?
A director, like any director, fees are paid, but I don't want to go into that. Like I'm saying, she's no longer a director, and I would want that emphasized, please, because, you know, we want to make sure that we give comfort to the companies that we work with locally and internationally. We are in a very serious process now, and we need to be sure that our international partners and our local partners are very comfortable with Ghana Re. So I'll be very grateful if you allow me to leave it at that. Just note that she's no longer a director, please.